The Hokulea's worldwide voyage is still making ripples with the release of the documentary film One Ocean, One People, One Canoe. Here with us this morning is Kuʻuwehi Hiraishi. So what can you tell us about the name of this film?
That's right. So Moana no Kea was this sort of documenting this three-year journey. When you think about all the footage that you have to kind of dwindle it down to one documentary, it was really an amazing and ambitious feat. So for those who haven't, you know, maybe forgot about our worldwide voyage, 150 ports, 3 years, and all of that was sort of stuffed into a 2.5 hour documentary. So I got to speak with a filmmaker, Naʻalehu Anthony, who I know you know. He directed the film along with editor Maui Tawatoha and writer Bryson Ho. And they released it at the Hawaii International Film Festival. And he talks about his sort of took us behind the scenes, talking to about his team of photographers and videographers from OEV Television Network. So they actually were the designated media arm for the journey, and they had in the back of their mind this longer, or sort of this documentary end product. So he kind of talks us through what that was like on a daily basis.
It's interesting, right, because we were turning daily products, we were turning video news releases, we were turning stills every day, we were doing stories as we went, and so we were looking for these kind of interesting stories that would bring in an audience and grow that, but we were also looking at the long game. The final product is like 149 minutes without credits, and we say minutes because if we told people it was 2.5 hours, they would be terrified.
And that was dwindled down. So he said 4,000 hours of footage was what they ended up with after about 1,000 shoot days on board Hokulea and Hikianalia as well, the sister canoe. So, you know, 2.5 hours sounds somewhat long when you're sitting through it. But sitting through it, I watched this documentary. It really is captivating to kind of follow these apprentice navigators who are learning about navigation and watch them grow and have the confidence to take charge on that canoe.
It's so funny because I knew Naʻalehu Anthony at KITV,
yes.
And he was a young cameraman, a news cameraman, news photographer, and I think his KITV family is very proud of the fact that he has really expanded his artistry through this.
He has, and he'll tell you that at the heart of, you know, why he decided to really get into documentary films with Palikou Documentary Films was having that videography background and then discovering the canoe and discovering what it meant.
The discipline is like 2 minutes, right, for a news story, and now he's got to edit down all this film.
That's probably what he didn't like, the 2 minutes, and now he's doing documentaries. But when you see the film, it really does feel like you are on board. So for folks who may not have been paying attention on a daily basis, I know our web and digital director here at HPR, Casey Harlow, would check in pretty much every week or something like that to see how things were going. But this documentary will take you on board that canoe. So I spoke to Anthony sort of about what it meant to be behind the camera instead of in front of it. So he gives us kind of a sneak peek at that.
We recognized that we were shooting on board a vessel and in the kind of conditions that wouldn't allow for the equipment to last very long. It was my call to say, like, okay, protect the equipment and shoot in good conditions.
Uh-huh.
Or it was my call to say, like, no, like, push on the edge of what's possible. This is National Geographic type stuff. Push on the edge of what's possible. And if we kill some gear and you got the shot, that's okay. And what we got out of that, we basically raised a stable of world-class photographers who were ma'a and were able to shoot in good, bad, and ugly conditions in countries they'd never been to and just quickly adapt and figure it out and still bring back that essence of the story.
You know, we were talking about those apprentice navigators, but I think a lot of the film crew as well were sort of up-and-coming videographers or photographers going on this huge worldwide voyage and really growing as photographers as well.
And you have to be good swimmers.
That's right. So they also trained as crew members, 500 crew members on this entire journey. And some of the filmmakers were crew members as well. They talk about how when they're on a canoe, you can't get the guy falling off of the canoe. You have to, on film, you have to go and rescue that guy. And that kind of makes the difference between the two. But I just wanted to add this last one about how in building the story, they had a different point of view. It wasn't about sort of just capturing that drama that you would see on board a three-year voyage. It's a little bit deeper than that.
We weren't looking for the conflict. We weren't looking for waiting for someone to fall overboard. We were approaching it from this idea that there are these elements that would inspire people based on the fact that people who came to the canoe and the students of navigation were these really, really compelling characters, whether or not there was a rub on board. That they were compelling because they're compelling people, that in real life, they're just really great people. And so what that allowed us to do was just concentrate on the human aspects of the story and that fabric of what it's like on board, and that's ultimately how we brought people on board.
Yeah, so it was a really good, it was good to catch up with them. I did work with them before this as well, so it was nice to see everyone sort of bringing this to the silver screen.
All right, and is this very different from the previous documentaries that we've seen?
So Papa Mau, maybe, mm-hmm. is what you're talking about. So that this is actually, yeah, so it's documenting that journey, which is, it's really interesting because for those who haven't been paying attention, like I said, it does take you on that journey as well.
Okay, all right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
That was HPR reporter Kuvehi Hiraishi talking about the latest Hokulea film. To hear the full story, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.